USA News update. First Lady Jill Biden heading to Nashville to attend tonight's candlelight vigil for the six victims of Monday's school shooting. First Lady expected to honor the lives of the three children and three adults that were lost. The White House continuing to call on Congress to pass an assault weapons ban, but White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says one party is gutless.
Republicans in Congress need to show some courage, and if they had courage, they would be introducing legislation on banning assault weapons today.
She argued that a previous assault weapons ban saved lives when it was in effect for a decade through the 90s and early 2000s. Senator Dick Durbin is apologizing to the American people for his Democrat Party not having enough votes in Congress to pass gun safety legislation. The Senate Majority Whip says the current likelihood that any gun legislation is considered is minimal. He made the comments in response to this week's deadly shooting in Nashville. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.